Welkom bij de Coach Radio podcast serie. Live vanaf het 14e wetenschappelijk NOPCO symposium Coaching en Onderzoek. Mijn naam is Arvid Buit en in deze aflevering interview ik Tunde Erdos. Omdat deze spreker niet uit Nederland afkomstig is, voeren we ons gesprek in het Engels. For Tunde, coaching is not just a profession, not even a vocation, but a provocation. In that, she's guided by how she's paying attention to who she is in what she does, in her humanity. Tunde has received the ICF Social Impact Award 2023 in the category Distinguished Coach. She focuses on the shadow side of coaching in order to strengthen the bright and beautiful side of it. Her topic today, online presence skills and in-person presence skills. What do we start noticing? So welcome, Tunde. Straight from the airport, how are you doing today?
Thank you so much for having me. I am arriving excited and a bit late and ready to rumble.
Ready to rumble. You just flew in from Austria.
Yes.
The country you grew up in. So let's just start. When did you actually find out that you're very good in the whole online coaching thing?
I was not aware that I was very good. but maybe... Will you allow me to reinterpret your question?
Always. It's your day today.
So the way I see this is... I don't want to bring up COVID, but there has been a tendency for always, I think, to also go virtual and to do virtual coaching. But it really massively kicked in through COVID.
Yeah.
And that was also the moment that I started to become more and more aware of something that intrigued me a lot. And that was that there was something different, but I couldn't put my finger on it.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I didn't feel good about this because I felt like crap. I felt like, oh, wait a second, there's something that works differently.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot name it. I don't know what this is. We are not talking about this. We're just taking it for granted that we can go online and coach virtually. And it's not that I have not done coaching through other media, like the telephone and even have supervision on the phone. But it's rather that I noticed substantially that there was something different, and I got really curious about that. So
that got you going.
But then a few years
in time now, 2 years later at least, I see you do lectures, keynotes, and video Zooms for groups with an amazing energy. You really seem to enjoy the medium of online working. Is that something that you recognize from before, from other things you did before coaching, or is it just something that you just recently discovered?
You are spot on. Because, how did you know this? Because, yes, I used to be a simultaneous interpreter.
Ah.
Working for the parliament in Brussels.
Oh, wow.
And I do speak Hungarian, French, English, German, so these were the languages. And, you know, when you are interpreting, you're in a booth.
Yeah.
That's a medium.
Yeah.
So people don't see you, they hear you. So it's a totally different way of interacting with other people.
Amazing, yeah.
And I think, it's really amazing. Yes, you're spot on with that. Like, how did you know? Because I never made that connection for myself. And I'm sitting here realizing, yes, I think I've always had this affinity for medium.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, it's visible. It's very fun to watch you do these kind of things online because it creates a lot of energy. So back to the topic of today, what are the factual differences between live and digital coaching in your experience? So a lot of people can name the things like the camera and the technique, but what's the factual difference in the contact between coach and client in your eyes?
How much time do we have?
About 15 minutes.
Factual differences. So, again, I feel like I'm rebellious about this question. yeah, because it's kind of like I cannot do justice to this question fully. So this is how.
So let's take in mind we're on a birthday party and somebody says it's all just the same. Blah 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 bullshit. It's all the same. How would you counter that attack?
Oh, I'm not sure I would see that as an attack. I'd rather see it as an invitation to ask a question, which probably would be around, how do you think that the other person stays engaged with you?
It's a very good question.
Because that's basically what I found out, where there was a substantial difference how to hold a process for coaches over time, over space and time, like space, the medium being the space, a specific space, and then also over time. Because it may be true, so I wouldn't even disagree with that person that it's the same, but to which extent?
Yeah.
Because it can be the same in terms of building rapport. So I'm not meaning to say that it you cannot connect.
Mm-hmm.
All right? But the point is that, so how to keep the person engaged, really engaged in the process, because that's what I found showed up as difficult, or I perceived as being difficult, and clients disengaging from the process when that would not happen to me offline.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
and
one.
Is it your talent as an interpreter, literally, that you're more able as a coach as well to see how people are engaging with what you say?
Oh, well, phew, that's a very good question. I, you know, when you're a simultaneous interpreter, or even when you're a consecutive interpreter, you don't necessarily see your audience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You have a microphone.
Yeah.
Like I'm having a microphone right now. You are hearing your own voice, and you will be hearing people's reactions or spontaneous responsiveness, because I do like making a difference between a reaction and a spontaneous responsiveness. So when they spontaneously respond, you will hear that, even if it's just silence, that can be a spontaneous response. And you would expect roaring laughter.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then you know, like, okay, something went probably wrong, or something didn't land well. So there is a connection potentially that I have been trained probably to be sensitive.
Sense. Yeah. Mm. It's amazing. It's a great talent. Never thought about it that would be valuable within coaching, but it actually makes a lot of sense. So today you're hosting a workshop that focuses on one big difference in one-on-one online coaching and one big difference in team coaching. Could you share your insights with our listeners? Because not everybody is able to be here today.
You know what? You're spoiling this for me.
No, nobody who's here today will listen to this.
The whole point of coming to this workshop today is to make it interactive and to have the people discover this and to invite them into a felt sense, one single felt sense. So I will be doing two exercises with them. Hopefully they will allow me to do those experiments, those exercises. And I don't know what will come out of this. So people may be disappointed with this. I'm really sorry. You can reach out to me, guys, if you're interested in the outcomes of the workshop. But I think because this is, I mean to go into this with spontaneity myself. Because there are so many differences, that's why I wasn't going that place. I don't know what will be the outcome.
Is there any part of the exercise that we can do here live right now in the podcast so that you can test it on me? I'll be your victim.
The guinea pig. The guinea I would pig. Need a third person.
Oh, I don't have it.
You see, a third eye, a pair of eyes and third pair of ears.
Mm-hmm.
Because the exercise would be about taking the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one person would just video record a second person from the chest upward.
Yeah.
The way we would see each other on a screen, for example. Now I'm seeing you full bodied, so it's not
different,
comparable.
Yeah.
It's different. Mm-hmm. And then and that person would be just seeing the upper torso, and for 3 minutes only, and looking at the person and interacting with the person, talking about anything. I wouldn't mind. And the other person, the third person, would be just watching the two interacting with each other, full-bodied.
Yeah.
And then I would ask them to go and sit down and see what they observed.
Hmm, that's interesting.
And then I would like to see the differences that will come up.
Yeah.
In, like, what the person observed, video recording the person, the other person, and the third eye, or the third pair of eyes, full-bodied and in the full room, as full space, and over the 3 minutes over time.
Now, you're a keynote speaker. You do this all over the world. You must have done this exercise once before, at least. No?
No.
Something similar?
I never do this. You introduced me as someone that provokes. So I was sitting, actually, yesterday, and I was just like, what is your feeling to this?
Right.
And I'm like, okay, you're going to take a big risk here because you don't know if it's going to work or not. But that felt right to do this. No, I have not done this before.
Okay, so it's really, I'm going to look at the works. Probably I want to know the outcome now. So there are coaches listening to this podcast, and there might be a group of people hesitating to work online. Also in COVID, they felt forced to do it, but they love the old school working one-on-one in a room. What would you say to people that are still hesitating to use online tools?
I love this question, because the question to those people is, what are you present to? What are you present to? I'm coming from the, my PhD was on coaching presence through synchronicity. And what we found actually is that through all our likes and dislikes and preferences, we actually build presencelessness. So if I have a specific preference towards not wanting to go down that lane, in what way can I be really present to what is what the world and the universe wants me to do? What's the whole point in resisting something that's there?
That's more of a philosophical approach.
It's presence approach.
Yeah.
It's presence because we have found through videotaping 187 coach-client diets over 8 months.
This is serious research.
It's serious research, yes. And I was here actually at 2020 and 2021 also to speak about the results, that we found that when coaches have specific needs to do things in certain ways, their own preferences, that actually blocks their presence really. So to come back to your question is, I would ask them, like, what are you really present to here? If there is an opportunity or something that is calling you to do this, what are you doing with your resistance? And you're supposed to be a coach, huh? So
this might be something,
to reflect,
So you talk about different generations in coaching. How do you see digital coaching develop towards the future of the fourth generation of coaches?
Oh, I don't have a looking glass.
No, but you have very good sense.
The way I have seen medium, like, for example, Zoom, like the virtual way of working in coaching, is it's impacting human interactions. Okay. So, and I must vow that I was probably also a bit resistant to going virtual too. But then I changed my mind for the same reason as I explained before. But the whole point is that who does it serve if we do not inquire into where human interactions are developing or evolving now through the media that we are actually co-creating too? We have brought Zoom into our life. I don't think it makes sense to just say it's out there and it's happening. Nothing is happening unless we make it happen.
Yeah.
And we are agents in this. So to some extent, we have co-created this world that we are in. So what is our responsibility in this, to deal with this world and embrace this and see, like, to what extent is this really shaping us and how we can co-shape this? So see it from this perspective of, in what way is it impacting or influencing my interactions with my clients, and learn, because this is how I came to learning more about this. And I'm just at the outset. That's why my workshop is called like, okay, so what's going to come? We don't know. But to be curious, because we are in the business of curiosity, not in the business of resistance. So I'm afraid and I don't want to venture into like predicting the future, because I'm rather into this curiosity of, okay, my experience is human interactions are changing through the medium of working virtually and even on the phone, in terms of identity, maybe also. It's as if you, when I'm working on the phone or like on Zoom or WebEx or whatever, whichever software I use for this, as if, you know, there was an element of me more present than the other element, as if I had an identity without a body. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, something's missing. So how can we become aware of this? Because it's going to shake the client up, mm-hmm. and it's going to shape how we are going to ask questions. And I remember a very primitive example. I had a client at the outset who was naturally very tall. Mm-hmm. And I never knew that, because I've always just seen him the upper torso.
Top half, yeah.
And we were talking about self-worth and blah, blah. And we were exploring things. But because I had never been aware of him being tall until the moment when I saw him upright, because he went to close the door behind him. Mm-hmm. Pure serendipity, when I got away, like, holy walks, I could have asked him the question about size or space or... Yeah. And I just didn't, because other things seemed to be more present that we were talking about. So media shapes the way we interact naturally. So it's neither good or bad. It's just there. It will shape the pace of how we are working with it. It will shape the character of the interactions, mm-hmm. the nature of the interactions. So to be aware of this, to build our awareness around this, that we may trap ourselves, because it's just natural, because we cannot see the same reality that we see when we see somebody full-bodied or see somebody with their full environment. Mm-hmm. It's just different.
Thank you so much for today. We're really looking forward to your workshop. How late will it be here? What time?
3:00.
3:00. So you have some time to relax and have lunch.
Yes.
And enjoy the scenery. And thank you so much for being here. Tunde Erdos.
Thank you so much.
Dank voor het luisteren naar de Coach Radio podcast. Live vanaf het 14e wetenschappelijk NOPCO symposium vanuit het Van der Valk Hotel te Hoofddorp. Meer informatie over de volgende editie vind je op www.nopco.nl. Hartelijk dank voor het luisteren.